I feel the need.
The need for speed.
Take it back.
I'm dropping the hammer.
Now he came in Dukes of Hazzard, getting it digging like that, like Dale Jr.
Kick the tires and light the fire.
Good morning and welcome to the Tri-County Race Report, brought to you by Renner Wraps and Apparel. Well, one track got their races in, that was US 30 Speedway. Albion was slated to have races on Friday night until, well, a small thunderstorm came over and washed out their night. Now the off-road speedway was off due to the racing at I-80, the Silver Dollar Nationals, which I have results for this morning on the Tri-County Race Report. The Lucas Oil late models were racing for $53,000 to win Saturday night at the I-80 Speedway. When we return, the heat is on. I'm talking Thursday Night Thunder at US 30 Speedway. This is the Tri-County Race Report, brought to you by Renner Wraps and Apparel.
Area racing teams, listen up. You want to look good, right? You want your car to look good, right? And you want to give cool stuff to your fans, right? So, you gonna settle for this? Or would you rather have this? Renner Wraps and Graphics in Norfolk is all about... From cars to fire suits, helmets, crew shirts, banners, flags, and fan gear this season, it's Renner Wraps and Graphics in Norfolk. Find them on Facebook, online at RennerWrapsAndGraphics.com, or call 402-860-1147.
Welcome back to the Tri-County Race Report. Well, let's head on out to US 30 Speedway, the home of Thursday Night Thunder. And the heat was on. Not only the temperature, but the racing on the track. Here's the top three in your IMCA Sport Compacts. In third, it was the 2B, the dirt-slinging diva of Duncan, Brooke Fluckiger. Second went to the 5H of Sean Hine. And the A-feature winner, driving the double lot, the coach, Shannon Pospisil. Now on to your IMCA Hobby Stocks and a return from a driver from Overton, Nebraska. Finishing in third, it was a 98Z of Zach Olmstead. He's from Overton, Nebraska. Second went to the 52, the killer, Cameron Wilkinson, and the A-feature winner. Well, he's had bad luck the last couple of weeks, but not Thursday night. In victory lane, the 83, the lean, mean, green machine of Jeff Ware. Now on to your IMCA stock cars, and this was a special finish in this one. As you know, last year, Ron Grape was tragically killed while working on his race car. Well, his son Josh decided he was going to bring that car out this year and race it. And I'm happy to say, Thursday night, well, Ron was back in victory lane. Finishing in third, it was a 90, the Central City Outlaw, Allen and Zimmerman. Second went to the 525, the Kingpin, Kyle Wilkinson, and the A-feature winner. For the first time in his dad's car, driving the race and raising number 14, Josh Grape. And I'm sure Ron was riding along with him on that one. Now on to your IMCA Northern Sport Mods. And oh, this was a family affair to finish at this one. In third, it was a 97 of David Johnson. Second went to the 16 of Austin Swoboda. And squeaking it out by a nose bar over his older brother, it was a 16J of Justin Swoboda.
You've got to be kidding me.
Now on to the ground pounders. The IMCA modifies were there Thursday. Could anyone break the streak of Jared Hoffelman? Well, here's your top three in the A feature. In third, it was a 9 of Andy Eichhoff. Second went to the 15H of Jared Hoffelman. That should be a clue for you. So who was the A feature winner? From Columbus, driving the 60, Stone Cold Anthony Rock. Now, we also had the Midwest Classic Stock Car Association there on Thursday. Here's their top three. In third, it was the Ott of Eric Ernie Cherney. Second went to the Mr. 2 of Ryan Check. And the A-feature winner, driving the 31B from Columbus, the Barn Burner, Troy Bergman. Well, coming up at US 30 Speedway on Thursday, July 27th, it's a regular night of racing. Plus, we'll have our fourth and final installment of the Sprint Series of Nebraska 305 Sprint. When we return, we're going to head on out to the I-80 Speedway for one of the richest races in Nebraska, the $53,000 to win Silver Dollar Nationals. This is the Tri-County Race Report, brought to you by Renner
Wraps. Area racing teams, listen up. You want to look good, right? You want your car to look good, right? And you want to give cool stuff to your fans, right? So, you going to settle for this? Or would you rather have this? Renner Wraps and Graphics in Norfolk is all about... From cars to fire suits, helmets, crew shirts, banners, flags, and fan gear this season, it's Renner Wraps and Graphics in Norfolk. Find them on Facebook, online at RennerWrapsAndGraphics.com, or call 402-860-1147.
Now let's head down south to the I-80 Speedway and the richest race in Nebraska, the Silver Dollar Nationals. Who wants it? Who needs it? Who's gonna get it? They also had the USMTS in the house. 10,000 to win in that one. Here's the top three in the USMTS. Finishing in third to 97 of Cade Dillard. Second went to the 20 of Rodney Sanders. And the A-feature winner, he hails from Iowa, driving the 19R known as the Reaper, Ryan Gustin. Now on to the big feature, the Lucas Oil Late Models $53,000 to win A-feature.
You tell him I'm coming!
In third, it was the 40B of Kyle Bronson. Second went to the 1S of Brandon Shepard. And the A-feature winner, driving the 39, Tim McCready. He wins $53,000.
Well, bull, I say bull my weevil.
Now coming up for the Boone County Raceway on Friday, July 28th, they're going to have their rained out Sport Mod Nationals. On the way for the Off-Road Speedway on Saturday, July 29th, it will be a regular night of racing. Now on to the Renner Wraps and Apparel Tri-County Race Report Racer of the Week. And why not? Give it to the kid driving his late father's car. We're going to give it to the 14, the racing raisin, Josh Gray. This has been the Tri-County Race Report, brought to you by Renner Wraps and Apparel. Until next time, Nebraska, keep the racing to the track.
Area racing teams, listen up. You want to look good, right? You want your car to look good, right? And you want to give cool stuff to your fans, right? So, you gonna settle for this? Or would you rather have this? Renner Wraps and Graphics in Norfolk is all about... From cars to fire suits, helmets, crew shirts, banners, flags, and fan gear this season, it's Renner Wraps and Graphics in Norfolk. Find them on Facebook, online at RennerWrapsAndGraphics.com, or call 402-860-1147.